Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Power of Words, Shir number 49. Whenever you see someone who is an efficient communicator, learn from that person. People often resort to Ta'inaz Dvarim because of frustration. They're not able to get their message across. They get frustrated, so they resort to talking rough. However, an effective communicator understands how to speak to people in a way that they will listen. As mentioned a number of times, when you have a positive way to communicate, you will not be so foolish as to use Ainoas Devarim, which so frequently decreases the likelihood of your reaching your communication goals. Agav, I would like to say that this is why it is very unhealthy for yeshivas or schools not to teach healthy, normal language communication and how to go about it, because that is the key to a lot of aspects of tikkun hamidos, and the lack of knowing how to communicate properly creates a churban in midos. You see what happened with the Dar HaFlaga, when Hashem mixed up their languages and they couldn't communicate, or sometimes it ended up being they communicated opposite things, and that caused a disaster. And that's how they got spread apart and they were killing each other literally because of the lack of communication and misunderstandings. You see how careful you have to be and how clearly to communicate things to avoid misunderstandings and how to express things the right way. In marriages, it's also a key. A lot of shalom bayis issues is inherently, they may have good midas overall, but because they don't know how to communicate respectfully in a right way, even the things that are bothering them, they don't know how to do it, so they'll blow up and they'll resort to Ainoas Devarim. When if they would learn simply communication skills of how to go about it, it could save a lot of Akmas Nefesh. Successful people know how to do this. Look at them. They know how to speak so that others are happy to listen to what they have to say. And when you're in the presence of someone who's an expert at motivating others without resorting to Ainoas Devarim, do your best to emulate that person. Notice how he speaks or she speaks. Notice the choice of words. Notice how much he or she shows respect for the people that he or she is speaking to. And if you follow the example of those who already achieved that, you can learn to achieve that too. Another yesod to avoid Ainoas Devarim is when you need to correct somebody about something. You decided this needs to happen. And sometimes you need to even use strong words. Let's even give that as a given. You have to speak a little firmer to this person. Don't speak at great length. If you have to give an admonition, if you have to be firm, use two or three sentences, that's it. Don't go on a 15-minute tirade. That's an overreaction. In a 15-minute tirade, the last 14 minutes of that tirade was not necessary. That is Ainoas Devarim. That is causing someone pain without a constructive purpose. When it is necessary to rebuke someone, even when it is, to do it in a way of Laisisa Alav Chait, not to make him or her feel too bad, but you have to say something that may hurt them, but sometimes you have to say it. Keep it short as possible. If it's a 1 minute, 60 second message, don't make it into a 15 minute message. The more concise you are, they'll hear the basic idea and that's it. So here is an example of how not to do it. Your behavior is unbearable tonight. I know that you tend to do things that are wrong, but what you did this evening was as rotten even for you. It's disgusting how awful it was. Didn't anyone ever teach you to act properly? Didn't your teachers ever teach you how to behave? You must have awful friends, otherwise they would have influenced you to behave better. Your behavior is atrocious. You must get someone to teach you Musser, then you won't act so bad. What are you doing to become better? It's really disgusting that you acted awful. Well, you should be ashamed. Your parents will be ashamed of you. What would Yezeda say if he would be alive? On and on and on and on and on and on and on. Blah, 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 blah. It's hard for anyone to listen to this over-lengthy self-righteous nonsense. Yes, it becomes nonsense, even if it had toichen originally. A 1 minute toichen, if you say it in 15 minutes, The whole 15 minutes is 15 minutes nonsense. You use the right words to convey a concise message that you know you have to say. That's much more powerful and effective than a longer drasha, a lengthy lecture, especially when you're angry and repeating the same idea, nochamal and nochamal and nochamal. It's basically, the concept is, remember this. I don't like what you did. I mean it for your best to say this. I love you, but I don't like what you did. And correct your behavior in the future. That's the toichin of it. That toichin you could say within 60 seconds at most. You don't have to have a longer drasha of 15, 20 minutes. Getting a commitment that the person will change is much more important than the amount of words you use. Here it's the opposite way. Sometimes if there's a mitzvah techacha, the more words you say, the bigger mitzvah you have. Not here. No, no, no. It won't be niskabel. Therefore, the more terse you are, the more clear you are in a basic way with a couple of words, the basic message, that is what it is. So you could say very briefly in the 2-3 sentences, the way you acted this evening, I have to acknowledge I love you, but it's greatly distressing. And I hope next time you'll refrain from doing those things. And please give a sincere commitment to try to be better at it. That's it. You made your point clear. Brevity. That's it. And then stop talking. Stop talking. Don't get over emotional about it. You said enough. Then you see how the person will respond. So that's also a very important aside. Another thing also is people sometimes blast people, make fun of people by the fact that they're not logical, that they lack a certain degree of logic. Many think that their sense of logic is always logical and always accurate, and the opinion of others are based on a lack of logic, and they attack others for being illogical. In marriages, unfortunately, many husbands, men, accuse their wives of being illogical because many of them are indeed more emotional, but you don't attack them for being illogical. The other way around has been seen and reported to have happened too, where many women accuse their husbands for being illogical or heads in the sky, so on and so forth. First of all, just because it appears to you that someone is logical does not guarantee that you are accurate and the other person's wrong. People who tend to be illogical usually assume that they are logical and others are the ones that are mistaken. But even if it's true that you're the logical one and you're correct and the person you're talking to is not being logical, don't say things to them that would constitute a nas devarim. Instead, you show as best as you can why your position is correct. So an insult would be to say you're one of the most illogical person I ever met. Or if you say an insult like your logic is so twisted, so distorted, it's a wonder how anyone can think this way and still consider you to be a rational person. Or an insult saying you have a kruma cup, you have a convoluted kruma cup. Or it's amazing how much such a big head contains such a little mind. These are insults. These things that I just said, if said to somebody, is a nas devarim. Positive approaches, your position may be correct, but I just want to break it down to you step by step in a way that may be more logical, and please hear me out. Or, I see why someone may think this way, but let me show you another way of logic of looking at this position. So again, so the three lessons learned in this lesson here is to learn from positive models, how people who are efficient communicators, good communicators, stay away from einas devarim, from causing people pain. To learn communication skills because very often it is the frustration of not having communication skills that creates the einas devarim situation. I have seen it, in shuls, the side of shuls, certain simchas, the way two people talk and they're not communicating clearly with each other. They misunderstand each other and things blow up. And I realized they never really understood what each one was saying because of the lack of communication. So it's interesting how a skill, a simple basic skill, could save one from a lot of agmas nefesh and a lot of friction and a lot of things that would normally be einas devarim. The next lesson is don't make lengthy corrections. Even when you have to give teichacha, you do it very concisely. Sandwich it in with a I respect you type of thing in a very sincere way. You could say something that's firm, but 1, 2, 3, 4 sentences, that is it. Remember, a 15-minute tirade is overreacting. The last 14 minutes was unnecessary, which makes even the first minute that had a little teichen ineffective, and you could throw it in the garbage. You have to do it very short, very brief, but the basic idea is it's not satisfactory what you did. It's pasnish, it doesn't befit you, but please correct your behavior in the future, and not to cause einas dvarim by accusing a person to be not logical or over-emotional. Bracha v'hatzlacha.